Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System. So let's go on with some more news. I've got a whole child block coming up, so hold on to your butts. Tensions simmer among Palestinian prisoners as Israel cracks down. Prisoner group says deal has been reached after tough measures were imposed and escalation of violence. After Hamas's armed wing in the besieged Gaza Strip launched rockets toward Israel on Wednesday night, it explained its reasons. Chief among them was the treatment of what it termed a red line, female Palestinian prisoners. The announcement touched on an issue that has gone under the radar in the past week, with the focus instead on the escalating violence. But Israeli prison authorities have also taken increasingly tough measures against Palestinian inmates in the past week. These include solitary confinement, increased searches of cells, and bans on visits. The tensions inside the prisons have threatened to stir up the already fragile situation on the ground in the occupied Palestinian territories. Situation is going from bad to worse inside the prisons. Qadri Abu Baker, head of the Palestinian Authority's PA's Commission of Detainees Affairs, told Al Jazeera, "They do not do what they want because there's no one to deter them or hold them accountable." On Friday, Azra Media, affiliated with Hamas, the group that controls the Gaza Strip, reported that a resolution had been reached with Israel and that life will return to normal for the female prisoners on the coming Sunday. Prisoners' rights groups have also confirmed that some of the measures imposed by prison authorities in the past week have been lifted. So, that's what's going on there. So, hopefully, we're reaching a calm point in the Israeli-Palestinian back and forth, because it's really, it's getting to a feverish pace. Speaking of heat, this is, usually I'd put this in the environmental section, but I thought it was, it's kind of important, kind of a busy thing here. Politicians and campaigners have called for an urgent review of wood-burning stoves, which cause large amounts of pollution in urban areas. The call follows the admission by the Environment Secretary that the government had set weaker air pollution targets than it would like. This is in the UK. The admission came as she announced a new environmental plan for England that held back from banning, well, I guess maybe England, UK. I'm an American, and they're interchangeable, and I know that's upsetting to the people in the UK, so I'm trying not to do it. The calls follow the admission by the Environment Secretary that the government set weaker air pollution than it wanted. The Times subsequently reported that the government would encourage councils to use their powers to issue householders £300 on-the-spot fines for flouting air pollution rules by burning logs at home. But the Green Party co-leader, Carla Denyer, said the government should go further and potentially end the sale of log burners. She said local authorities have powers to create smoke control areas in cities under the Environment Act of 2021. This goes some way to preventing homeowners and businesses releasing smoke from a chimney. However, there are exemptions for particular stoves and fuels, which still mean dangerous particulates can be released. We need an urgent review of the impacts of smoke from chimneys on public health and high-density housing areas, with a view to putting an end to future sale of log burners and fuels if they're shown to have an unacceptable detrimental impact. I think we talked about this, maybe this was a year or two ago, but we talked about wood-burning stoves in the case of Alaska, because this village that's on like the slope, on like in a valley of... Thank you.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus.
China regrets the unintended entry of the balloon into U.S. airspace. The object flew over Alaska's Aleutian Islands and through Canada before appearing over the city of Billings, Montana on Wednesday. Montana is home to some of the U.S.'s nuclear missile silos. The U.S. decided not to shoot down the balloon because of the danger posed by falling debris and the limited use of any intelligence the device could gather. However, the government prepared fighter jets just in case the object had to be shot down. The Chinese statement said the balloon had been blown off course by unexpected wind. And they've apologized.
Reboot, turning it all the way off and restarting it seems to have straightened things out. So, sorry about that. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. You can also go to tty.sdf.org or jump in through the meta array if that's back online. Let's double check real quick. Connecting, yep. So all you got to do is SSH over and then launch Commode Chat. And that's Charlie Oscar Mike, C-O-M. I'll press enter, and you press G for go to, and type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And then you'll be hanging out with all the cool people, like Quentin and Ingrix, along with X1, who's poured benzaldehyde drops into his glass. Tobe's in the house, getting rice crackers. That sounds like a good idea. Rice crackers are always good. Let's see. yes, with the power of beard. Yes, exactly. LCD's in the house as well. Jay LaMoth, Ratsu, we're doing it. We got news. We've got news sign. All right, the truck that brings the big bins is leaving empty. Large horsefly, real close to me. I hope he doesn't attack me. Oh, the cute Clinton in the house, causing trouble. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Let's start with the news. There's a lot of traffic right now. Nothing but gray cars. The last six cars have been gray. Oh, here comes a black BMW. All right, truck is making a left turn, and a gray Toyota van making that left-hand turn almost stopped at the stop sign. This stop sign probably has like an 80% stop rate. It's or 75 maybe. I don't know. I should keep track of it one day. Other news, I tried to buy my mom flowers for her birthday, but I typoed the credit card number or something. And so I keep trying to call the flower company to tell them the right credit card number, but they won't answer my call. So I think I'm going to call them from a different phone number and see if maybe they're just... my phone number, since I have a prepaid phone line, I wonder if it's maybe a phone number that's on somebody's naughty list. Anyway, and just as an aside, if you haven't gone to announce, the network outage in the second cabinet's fixed. You can go to MetArray, you can go to Nextcloud, you should be able to get all those services back. So get that going if you are so so inclined. Yeah, I agree, Jay Lamoth. It should have a checksum so that you, if you type in the card plus the CCV plus the expiration date should be some kind of hash so that it doesn't mess up. But hey, Dokum, welcome. And Claudio M. All right, so let's get into it. First story, a circus elephant has escaped. Oh no! That's right, elephant on the rampage. An elephant escaped from a traveling circus and wandered through the streets of Butte, Montana on Tuesday, stopping traffic, knocking over a fence, and defecating in someone's yard. Man, three gray cars waiting at the stop sign. Look, two of them had turn signals on. All right, let's see what this car does. Okay, it's coming. It looks like, it's almost there. Wow, they are waiting. They're being extra cautious. It must be a new car. Oh, yeah, it is a brand new car. That's why. All right. Anyway, yes, this defecating elephant ran rampant in Butte, Montana. The elephant, reportedly a 58-year-old Asian elephant named Viola, was in the parking lot of the city's Civic Center being washed ahead of a Tuesday night performance with the Jordan West Circus. Oh, we got two vehicles turning left, a Malibu and a minivan, Chrysler minivan. Man, that minivan has a giant sunroof. All right. So getting washed when a backfiring car spooked the massive animal, sending her running. The bystander, named Brittany, recorded a video of the elephant running across the busy Harrison Avenue and into the parking lot of a casino with a handler in pursuit. An elephant walking down the road, oh my god, she can be heard saying in the video. Only in Butte, a circus elephant got loose. The escape lasted only 10 minutes, and the elephant's handlers corralled her back to safety with neither the animal nor any people sustaining injuries. The circus, of course, is very professional, and they had a professional trainer, and he was real calm, and the animal was calm, and they were able to get her right back. So it's not nearly as dramatic as you would think. So if you wondered what had happened if an elephant got loose in your town, you know, somebody might go, an elephant might go poop in your yard. Yes. Publius pointing out a, quote, busy avenue. Claudium, Brittany, bitch. Yeah. So that was a kind of a fun story. I was like, wow, look at that excitement happening in Butte. Go over here to Bookmarks Menu News to Me today, April 17th. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake has hit. Dun dun dun. Where? Where do you think? It's in Asia. It's in Japan. Western Japan. No tsunami warnings. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.3 struck off southwestern Japan late on April 17th, but there were no tsunami warnings or reports of damage. The U.S. Geological Survey put the epicenter of the quake at the Bungo Channel, a strait that separates the islands of Kyushu and Shikoku, about 18 kilometers west of Uwajima, at a depth of about 25 kilometers. Ooh, we got a red car, a little Miata turning, right? Oh, look at that. They turned very skillfully. Good job, little car. Alrighty. So, no major damage reported. The Ikata Nuclear Power Plant in Ehime Prefecture, where one reactor is in operation, reported no irregularities. Earthquakes are common in Japan, one of the most seismically active areas. It accounts for one-fifth of the world's earthquakes of magnitude 6 or greater. On March 11, 2011, they had a 9 magnitude earthquake, which is the strongest quake on record in Japan, and it triggered a big tsunami and also messed up Fukushima, the nuclear plant there. So, you can plan for a lot of things, but you know, it's hard to plan for something that hasn't ever happened before. You know what we can plan for? Sending people to jail who beat up children. Frustrated by a 13-month-old baby's refusal to drink milk during feeding time, an infant care teacher slapped, pushed, and restrained a child in March 2023. The abuse left a red mark on the infant's face, which prompted her father to demand that the preschool investigate what happened. The teacher, 40 years old, was sentenced to 9 months jail on April 17th. It's like, you're sentenced to 9 months. You have to have a baby. We're going to make you have a baby and then beat it up. No. I'm just kidding. But she was sentenced to 9 months jail on April 17th after pleading guilty to one charge of ill-treating the baby. She and the preschool cannot be named due to a gag order. The court heard that the teacher, now unemployed, was responsible for caring for infants aged 2 to 18 months old. She fed them and changed their diapers, among other duties. At about 5:20 p.m., she tried to feed the baby, but the child refused to drink milk from a bottle. Angered, the teacher placed her leg over the baby's hands to prevent her from moving and tried to force her mouth open. When the baby struggled, she slapped her cheek forcefully and pushed the crying child into a crawling position. 20 minutes later, another employee at the preschool saw a red mark on the baby's cheek and asked what had happened. She didn't respond and placed an ice pack on the baby's face before going home. What the hell happened to that baby? It looks like somebody punched him in the mouth. I don't know, but I have to go home now. Anyway, around 7 o'clock, the teacher was alerted by a colleague that the baby's father was upset. She then came clean about the abuse. So, there you go. Don't beat up children. Ingrid's calling a 6.3 earthquake an earth jiggle. Claudio M. I think it was the elephant's poop making impact, and it radiated over there. I wonder, I guess there could be a calculation how heavy, how big of a poop and how high up off the ground would the elephant's poop need to be. Oh, we got an SUV not using a turn signal. Oh man. There's a parking, I'm on the roof of a parking garage, and it's funny because the people turning from the side street, sometimes they're making a beeline to the parking garage, even though they have to travel, I don't know, 10 yards going the wrong way down the street to have a straight angle. But I think that's what they're doing, is they get there and they just drive straight for the thing, even though they're driving on the wrong side of the road. I can't wait till somebody that's got like one of these $100,000 cars gets it all smashed up. I take a lot of joy in that. I get mad about people who have really expensive cars and that. Anyway, I got my own problems. Let's see what we got going on here. Moral of the story, do not forget your morning blue pill. Good one, X1. Yeah, Quentin pointing out, everyone has bad days, but consider another line of work. Yeah, luckily the dad didn't get all murdery. Alright. Okay, let's see. A punami. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and it's 1924 UTC. We're having a good time with these kind of silly stories. Oh, wow. I almost got to observe a wreck as a gray truck turned left and almost just ran into a bunch of cars that were oncoming. It was like not, I don't know. I think people are just driving. They don't even, they're not even aware of what's going on around them. Anywho, it's 1925 UTC, so I just want to remind you, in 5 minutes from now, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs every goddamn day, right here on and on radio, 1930 UTC. Regardless of when or where you are, at 1930 UTC, you will sense the presence of the Dubious Goals Committee. Are we outside looking for dudes? Are we maybe looking at golf balls? It isn't too hot yet, so there could be anything. Out here in Austin, we're at least at my work campus, we have a huge butterfly explosion recently. So walking around outside, there's just butterflies everywhere, landing on your clothes and kind of flying around. I think it's cool. Some of my friends that I go to lunch with, they do not think it's cool. They don't like bugs at all, even butterflies. Oh, we got an SUV driving in the middle turn lane, not looking like they're going to turn. And oh yeah, there we go. A nice dually. Why are you driving a dually in the city? Not using lanes correctly. Nissan Altima not making a stop at the stop sign. No turn signal either, but they did make it onto the road without dying. Good job. Oh man, there's so many cars. Oh. I feel like if I took a time lapse of this intersection for 20 minutes, I could have like 50 driving violations. Anyway. LCD says his wife, or their wife, hates ladybugs and swears that they bite them. All right. Well, what else is going on in the world? We got lots going on, you know, as always. Let's talk about arrests. We got more arrests. There was an arrest made in the largest gold heist. Police arrest alleged gun runner linked to a $20 million Canadian dollar airport theft. That's right. Canadian police have made arrests and issued 9 warrants in the largest gold theft in the country's history. More than 6,500 gold bars worth $20 million were stolen. That's 11.6 million pounds or 14.5 million U.S. were stolen from Toronto Pearson's airport in April 2023, along with millions in cash. The alleged driver was arrested in the U.S. carrying dozens of guns that police say were intended for use in Canada. Police said the Netflix series-style heist was executed by a well-organized group of criminals. The investigation is ongoing. It's just wild to me that it took them a year to find this guy. It's like, yeah, who should we find? Oh, the guy that's buying everything with gold. Anyway, there's also been flooding in Dubai. If you check out or search for Dubai, there are some awesome, really amazing, astonishing photographs. Heavy rain has been battering the Gulf states, causing floods that have killed 20 people and disrupted flights at the world's second busiest airport. Another Altima. They did use a turn signal, but did not stop. Dubai International Airport says it's facing very challenging conditions. It advised passengers not to turn up as runways were underwater. Further north, a man died when his car was caught in flash floods. In Oman, rescuers found the body of a girl in Saham, bringing the death toll in the country to 19 since Sunday. More than 270 flights from Dubai International Airport on Wednesday have been canceled. There have been a further 370 delayed flights. Hey, we got a beautiful mine style, a beautiful, what is it? Anyway, there's a plastic bag floating in the wind going by. Dubai is having some problems. What's the rest of our headlines? Well, General Motors is clearing its way. It's trying to get the strike cleared up so that auto workers will go back to work. In Kenya, doctors are on their fifth week of strikes. Kenya has had doctors striking for a while, and the medical industry is not... Oh my God, they're going to kill those people. Sorry. This guy turned and then had to correct. Oh, and two minivans in a row. Yeah, they're turning. They're turning when they can see the intersection, and so they're almost driving into the house on the left side of the road, even though they're supposed to be on the right side of the road. Anyway, at least one dead after heavy rains in the UAE. And what else? What else? We're running out of time. I got sucked into the traffic. Zimbabwe has forced to use the U.S. dollar for currency. Nestle has been adding sugar to infant milk sold to poorer countries. And Pakistan has blocked X for political reasons. And Twitter, or X, is saying that they're going to charge everybody $1 a year to post because there are too many bots and spam. Lots of strikes going on, lots of action. I'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to get into more detail on all.